You are listening to Yoga Boss, episode 213.
Welcome to the Yoga Boss podcast. Do you feel like you were meant to have a successful career in the yoga industry? Like you got into this industry to truly help your students, but you're struggling to actually make money? Or you know that marketing your business is essential, but don't know how to make it intentional and effective for you? Maybe you have already had some success, but you're ready to scale to multiple six figures. Building a profitable yoga business is less complicated and easier than you know. It takes business strategy and a yoga boss mindset. When you are ready to work on your business, instead of in it, this is the podcast for you. Now your host, Jackie Murphy, the business coach just for yoga teachers.
Hello and welcome back to the Yoga Boss podcast. I am Jackie Murphy. In today's episode, I'm going to teach you exactly what you should be doing in your after class announcements. You know, that message that you share with your students after class has wrapped up. Now, this message will apply to you if you are a yoga teacher and you're teaching group asana classes or a meditation teacher, even if you're a coach or some sort of service provider. It also is going to apply to you if you are a studio owner or boutique fitness studio owner, not even just yoga, because you have a team of teachers underneath you and you may still even be teaching and all of your team is making some sort of after class announcement. Now, let me tell you why I'm so passionate about this topic. I started as a yoga teacher my first year full-time teaching yoga. I was teaching all over the place. I drove 40,000 miles in one city from like studio to studio to studio to studio. And I only made $15,000 that year. Why? Because I did not have the business skills that I needed in order to make sure that the time I was spending teaching turned into more revenue. I didn't have anyone telling me you need marketing skills and selling skills, and you need to be able to create an irresistible offer. And that's a skill that you can develop. I didn't have that. I was just hoping that my after class announcements would want to make people do a private with me or join a retreat with me. I was just hoping that if I said the logistics of the other thing that I had, that people would come up to me afterwards and ask more questions. And what I found is that those after class announcements do not generate revenue for your business necessarily. There's nuance to this, so we're going to talk about it. The first thing that you have to understand when we go into this conversation is that you really have to be clear as a business owner. If you're acquiring these business skills necessary to grow your business, you have to understand as a business owner when you are delivering or fulfilling on what you've sold and when you are marketing and selling. And those two things need to be separate. So here we are already at problem number one. For most yoga businesses, the delivery or the fulfilling and the selling are all meshed together. And it is the reason why you are not seeing your revenue grow or why you're not getting fabulous, amazing testimonials about the overall experience of class. Now, I want you to think about this. If you have taken a flight, if you've flown on an airplane, if you sit there at some point during the flight, they most likely will try and get you to sign up for their airline credit card. Have y'all been there? You're sitting in your seat and it's like, attention, thanks for flying us today. Here's our next offer for you. And this is why you should get it right now. And who wants a credit card form? And raise your hand and I'll bring one over. How many people on your airplane raise their hand? Not many, not many. They have a captive audience and they're making an offer, but people are not taking them up on it. How many of you have actually signed up for an airline credit card while on an airline flight? Not many. And if you have, let's talk. I want to hear about your reason why. But I want you to think about that experience as someone who's purchased a ticket, who is being delivered the service, is on the airplane in the moment, and then is also being sold to. It doesn't make you feel valued and appreciated, even though they start the message with like, we're so grateful you're here. You're not grateful. You want more from me. That's how it feels to me. And that's what's happening to some of your students. They have signed up for class. They've paid you a drop-in or a package, or they might even have a membership, and you're delivering and you're fulfilling on what they've already purchased. And at the end of it, you're like, hey, you should also buy this thing and sign up for the next thing and, you know, do it right now. And here's all the logistics behind it. Now, that for most people in the room is not going to compel them to take you up on that offer. One, because if you're teaching the asana and you've just gotten them into Shavasana, their nervous system is finally relaxed. Their brain has finally relaxed. And if you pull them out of Shavasana and start to talk to them about logistics and numbers and offers and urgency and scarcity, you're literally taking the work that you've spent an hour cultivating and just throwing it out the window. So we don't want to do that for the overall experience of the class. We want to separate the delivery from the fulfillment so that when they go to take class, or you're giving them a meditation, or you're coaching them, or whatever your service is, when they go to actually do that thing, it's all about their experience from start to finish. Did they feel welcome? Did they feel cared about? Did they get what they paid for? Were they happy with it? Was there an over deliver? If that experience is top notch from start to finish, and your clients are to share that with you, your students start to share how awesome the experience was from start to finish because you've cultivated it intentionally, they will naturally refer you. They will be like, you have to come to this studio because this studio does things differently. It feels amazing from start to finish. The moment you walk in to the moment you leave, the whole experience is a part of the package. Now, the second reason why these after class like announcements don't work in order to grow your revenue is because of the bystander effect. The bystander effect in psychology essentially states that if there's someone on the side of the road who needs help, most human beings will walk right past them because we assume that someone else will help them. This is a psychological phenomenon. This is not me coming up with this. I'm just relating that to business. So for example, you have your students in front of you. You've just taught class. You've pulled them out. You're talking to them and you're saying, hey, we have a chakra workshop on Friday at 7 if you want to come. Everybody in that room, because of the bystander effect, is going to naturally assume that you're talking to someone else. That it's not for them specifically. This happens on this podcast, right? A lot of times I invite you on this podcast to the Grow Mastermind or to the Business of Yoga course or to anything I'm doing. And I guarantee some of you are thinking, she's not talking to me, but I am. I am saying that this offer is for you. Your students feel the exact same way. They don't think that you are talking to them. And how does that feel for you? Have you ever been a part of a group of people? Let's say that you're hanging out with your, you know, group of mom friends from school. And a mom from over there says, oh yeah, like we're doing a potluck on Friday night at 7. If you're standing over here and they're talking over there and maybe they make eye contact with you once, but not, they keep looking around, you would not assume that you're invited to that potluck. It would be like, I don't really know if I'm invited. Should I ask? Was she talking to me? Was she not talking to me? It would be unclear. And so after your delivery, after you're working with your students, they've paid for your offer, you're making them an unclear and poorly crafted, if I'm being honest, sales message that they don't know is for them. That's about the logistics of your offer that most people will totally ignore. So what's happening is you're making the overall delivery experience worse when it could be amazing, and your selling isn't even effective. This is why you have to separate the fulfillment versus the delivery. Now, the example that I was really trying to think of, an example of like, I want this to land in your body so that you can really understand what I'm talking about. And I don't have the perfect example yet, but the one that did come to mind was like you going to get a massage and having an amazing massage. And then the masseuse says, okay, you know, get dressed and they're meeting you outside with the little water cup and they say, I'm having a, I don't know, meditation on Friday night. And they're talking to a group of people. Do you want to sign up right now? You'd be like, one, I'm not even fully awake yet. I was just in bliss and now I'm planning and thinking and you're asking my brain to turn back on. Most likely you wouldn't say yes to the offer, right? So that's my example for now. I'll come up with a better one and share it with you guys. So then you're probably like, Jackie, what do I do? You're telling me that like making an after class announcement isn't going to work. And I'm not saying you shouldn't make an after class announcement, right? I'm not saying that you should totally never talk to people after class. Your after class announcement needs a couple of things. And in order for you to really understand how to communicate well after class, you need sales skills. Not only that, you need marketing skills. And that is more than I can teach you in this podcast. That is why the Business of Yoga course is so key for you to take and learn, because I literally say, like, this is how you say it. This is what you do. This is what will get their attention. So you need the marketing and sales skills in order for this to be effective. But what do you do if you change the way that you're doing after class announcements? If you go from, hey, we're having a chakra workshop on Friday night. If anyone wants to come, let me know. Like, that's what is not going to work. What is going to work? What will work is you creating a separate environment to have that sales conversation. And that environment does not have to be in person. It could be via email, via text, via like time at the front desk with you that's outside of class. There's a different way to do it, but I want you to make sure that you are creating some sort of selling environment so that you can separate it from your fulfillment environment. So that's this first step. The second step is that you really have to make sure that your announcement is not about the logistics. You want to ensure that when you're making announcements after class, you're doing it in a way that is calming, that is nurturing, and that is speaking directly to the person so that you avoid the bystander effect. Now, in order to do that well, you have to understand like what people actually need to hear when they are considering buying from you and what needs to happen in order for them to really feel like you're talking to them. And it might be much more of a one-on-one conversation than a general big announcement. But your big announcement, if you have one, doesn't need to get them thinking too much. It doesn't need to get them planning on their calendar and can they be there Friday or whatnot. It just needs to pique enough curiosity so that they come talk to you in your sales conversation environment later, right? Whether that's at the front desk, via email, via phone call, via text message. This is how, I promise you, when you do this, your students are going to rave about the experience at your studio or in your classes. They're going to refer more people to you. They're going to love it. They're going to appreciate it and feel like your delivery is top notch. And your sales will increase because you're going to be talking to more people when they're actually in a place to make a decision and not trying to catch them because they happen to be there. This is 2024. And in 2024, most of our marketing is consensual, meaning that you opt into it. You give someone your email address. You click on a video. You listen to a podcast. You follow someone on Instagram. That's you saying, I'm like giving you permission in this environment to sell to me. The only place that it's typically not consensual, where it's still like an attention getter, can sometimes be in a YouTube ad where you're popping up and you're getting an ad. Anyways, before 2024 and back when, the only way we were advertised and marketed to was like spur of the moment, Saturday morning cartoon commercials coming on your TV. And that is what feels so pushy and weird to most people. I didn't ask for the sales message. I'm not interested in what you're talking about. And I don't want to be listening to this right now. However, that is what most yoga business owners are doing to their students. You're telling me you don't want to be salesy, but then you're taking the most salesy route. Like you're taking the most salesy option compared to you're creating an amazing experience. You're piquing their interest for something more. And then you're getting them into a conversation that they've opted into, that they want to have, because they're interested in your offer. They want to buy. That's not salesy. That's kind. That's nurturing. That is the way that we're moving as consumers. All right, my friends, that was a lot for this podcast. Listen to this a couple of times. I really want you to let it sink in and think about separating your delivery from your selling. If you have questions about this, if you are a studio owner who's like, I have a team of teachers and I don't know what to tell them to say, you have to join the Grow Mastermind. Right now, there are only 4 spots left at the current price point. And you want to make sure that you are the right fit for this mastermind. It's not open to everyone. I'm very selective about who gets into this group. So you can head over to theyogabossgroup.com/mastermind and submit an application to see if you're the right fit. If you are just growing your business, if you're getting like your first understanding of what marketing is and selling is, and you want to learn those skills before we level them up, then the Business of Yoga course is perfect for you. That is where you're going to master the business skills that you do not have. You were not taught in teacher training. You would not learn an MBA. It is business skills for the yoga industry. And once you have those skills, guess what? You get to keep them for life. Those skills, your skill set can never be taken from you. So you will understand, no matter what offer, what location, what you're doing, how to create an offer that people will say yes to, get their attention, sell to them so they actually buy, and then really start to think like a business owner. So this kind of conversation is natural to you and something that you're always thinking about. All right, my friends, thank you so much for tuning in, and I will talk to you in the next episode.